Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing in the first parak of Maseches Trumos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Aleph Mishnah Beis and Parak Aleph Mishnah Gimel. In the previous Mishnah, Parak Aleph Mishnah Aleph, the Mishnah taught us there are five individuals who are not able to be mafresh truma, five individuals who are not able to separate truma for the Kohen. And the reason is because they don't have the level of das, they don't have the ability, the intellectual capacity to have the knowledge and forethought to separate truma in the appropriate way. We're going to be dealing today with two of those individuals in Parak Aleph Mishnah Beis. We're going to be dealing with the Cheresh, which we translated as a deaf mute. And in Parak Aleph Mishnah Gimel, we're going to be dealing with the Katan, the minor, the person under Bar Mitzvah. Says the Mishnah, Parak Aleph Mishnah Beis. Cheresh hamedaber ve'eno shomea lo yitrum. A Cheresh, a deaf person, hamedaber, who is able to speak, ve'eno shomea, but he isn't able to hear, he's only deaf, but he's not mute. Lo yitrum, such a person should not be separating truma, even though in the previous Mishnah we discussed someone who can't hear or speak. Generally, as the Mishnah is about to say, a cheresh is a deaf mute, but we're saying that even someone who can speak, but as long as he can't hear, lechatzchila, in an ideal world, he should not be separating truma. However, says the Mishnah, ve'im taram, but if he does separate it, then truma, so truma, and the truma is valid, and the produce are not considered to be tevel, and the separation is considered to be valid. Now, why is it that ideally that lechatchila echeresh, someone who can speak but can't hear, in a lechatchila world should not be separating truma? And the answer is, as the Bar Tanura points out, because generally speaking, you need to be able to hear a birchas hamitzvah. There is a bracha, a special blessing made when separating the truma. And generally speaking, you have to be able to hear a birchas hamitzvah. Whenever we make a bracha on anything, you have to be able to hear it. A lot of times we just mumble them quickly, whether it's a birchas hanen and a bracha anfui or a birchas hamitzvah, a bracha, before actually doing a mitzvah. We should make sure to say it loudly and clearly and hopefully find someone to say amen as well. So when in the ideal world, if you can't hear your own bracha, then you shouldn't be making the bracha. You shouldn't be making the bracha on the truma, and you should let someone else separate it instead. Continuing in the Mishnah, Cheresh, a deaf mute, Shedibru b'chacham b'chom makom. Generally speaking, the Mishnah says that when a Mishnah or anywhere in the Torah it says the word Cheresh, it's referring to someone she'eino lo shomea velo medaber, someone who can't hear and someone who can speak. The Bar Tanura point out that there are maybe some exceptions to this rule, but at least our Mishnah is saying that generally speaking, throughout Shas, throughout the Gemara, throughout the Torah Shebaal Peh, when the Torah refers to someone as a cheresh, it refers to someone who can't speak and someone who can't hear. And that's why our Mishnah here is coming to explain the halacha of someone who can speak but can't hear. Continuing now with Parak Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, says the Mishnah. Now, we should just remember that in the first Mishnah of the Masechta, the Mishnah said that a katan, that a young person, someone under Bar Bat Mitzvah, cannot separate Truma. We're about to learn now two additional opinions to that halacha. Says the Mishnah, katan shlo hevi shtei se'aros, a katan, a minor, who doesn't have two pubic hairs, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, Trumaso Truma. It is still considered to be Truma, the separation is valid, and the produce is not considered to be Tevel, as the Bar Tanura says. The reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds of this is because the whole drasha that the Bar Tanura quoted in the first Mishnah is he doesn't hold of it. Asher Ish Yedvenu Libo, the Ish, the Bar Tanura said, according to the first opinion, comes to exclude a katan, a young person. But Rabbi Yehuda doesn't believe in that drasha, doesn't believe in that explanation. So he says that even a katan who does not have two pubic hairs has the ability to separate truma. He has the das, the knowledge, the mental capacity to separate truma. However, Rabbi Yossi says, Im ad shelo ba laonas nedarim, ein truma so truma, umisha ba laonas nedarim, truma so truma. Rabbi Yossi, and as the Bar Tanura points out, we actually paskin, like Rabbi Yossi holds, that if it's before a child gets to the onas nedarim, what's the onas nedarim? So that the halacha is that even someone who's not up to bar bas mitzvah, if it's a year earlier before the bar mitzvah, they're up to the onas nedarim, which is basically the time when a katan, when a young person, has the ability to affect a neder, to make a neder, to make an oath, a vow, and to allow it to be chal, to allow it to work. That's a year before the bar mitzvah. So Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that if it's before the onas nedarim, if it's before the year for a bar mitzvah, it's 12, for a bat mitzvah, it would be 11 years old. If it's before that point, then he doesn't have the ability to separate truma. But if it's after that point, then the assumption is that if he has das, if he has the knowledge and the mental capacity to make a neder and to affect a neder, then certainly he has the ability to separate truma as well. And again, the Bartonar points out that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi in this regard. Quick review, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Beis taught us that when it comes to a Chereish that is able to speak but not hear, so L'chatchila he should not be separating Truma, but if he does, the Truma is still valid. And then the Mishnah elaborates that generally speaking, when the Torah refers to a Chereish, it's referring to someone who can't hear and someone who can't speak. And then Parak Aleph, Mishnah Gimel discussed the Katan and gave us two additional opinions regarding a Katan's ability to potentially separate Truma. And first we have the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, is that a Katan, even if he doesn't have pubic hairs, doesn't matter how old he is, presumably at least he's at the age of Chinuch where he can be educated. But regardless, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Katan has the ability to separate Truma, whereas Rabbi Yossi says no, that it depends how much of a Katan he is. If it's a year or less before his bar mitzvah, and he's able to effectuate a neder, it's the onas nedarim, then he can't separate truma. But if it's more than a year before his bar mitzvah, then it's not the onas nedarim yet, he's not yet able to separate truma, then he's not able, rather, than to make a neder, then he would not be allowed to separate truma as well. Have a great day.